This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Loving, loving, hi, it's Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Oh,
it
that was.
It is May the 12th, 2014, a beautiful Monday morning. I am joined by always the pan fried DJ himself on the ones and twos. You
DJ
can follow
Motai
him on Twitter at DJ
Motai.
He is DJ Motai. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's too early. I'm still sleepy.
Still sleepy on this fake Monday morning?
Yes.
No breakfast yet?
No.
No.
And I thought you told me the girlfriend cooked you breakfast in bed. Did you lie about that too?
What are you talking about?
Oh. And the other lovely voice you hear is the always beautiful Miss Ashley Imani. She's on Twitter at _ Ashley Imani.
Yes, Brad.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. A little tired, but
we're all tired on this fake Monday morning here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Monday morning, though.
We got to stop being tired, though.
We got to stop being tired. We got to be up. We got to be into it. We got to be active. We got to be entertaining like me. The dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair, and good hair having entertainment world champion, Motai.
We got to get him a belt, okay? Just for his ego.
I need the championship belt so bad. I've been calling Booker. Book, just send me one of yours, brother.
Share
it. But I know y'all had a good past weekend. This past weekend, though,
yes.
Y'all were both at Girl Power Pandemonium from Vari V's event.
Yeah.
Miss Ashley Imani performed. DJ Motai, this was your first time seeing Imani perform.
Yeah.
Let me hear. What'd you think?
Whoa.
Okay, so why is it so?
I saw another side of Imani.
Oh, what happened? Walk me through it.
Should have been there, dude.
Well, okay, what happened, Imani? Walk me through it.
Well, I don't think Motai, you've seen me perform. When
I've
perform, I'm just like a total different person. It's like my alter ego or something. And I opened up the show with Turn Your Lights Down Low, Bob Marley.
Turn Your Lights
And the
down
venue
low.
Was already very hippish. Like it was,
yeah.
It had sand, it was outdoors, you know, people probably had blunts rolled and all.
People
type of
were
stuff.
Under the influence of illegal drugs. Is
yeah,
what you're
substance.
Me.
Exactly.
Substances that were illegal. Continue.
Exactly. So I opened up with Bob Marley. So they were feeling that. Then I went into No Diggity. That's a classic.
That is a classic.
I had the most crowd participation I've ever had performing.
They were just rocking with you?
They were rocking with me. I don't even think rocking with me was the word. Like I wish you could have seen how the crowd was.
They were feeling you.
They were feeling me. I just went up there and owned the stage. And I had a dance break. And the dance break was really, you know, sexy.
Motai's giving me the eyebrows right now. Like, you have no
another
idea.
Another side of Imani.
It was another side of me.
Was it Naughty Imani?
It was definitely Naughty Imani.
Definitely Naughty Imani.
On stage.
And then I just finished it with my single, Flex, and I told them to beef it up with me, which is this little dance that everybody does. And they were doing it, and everybody out there was doing it. I jumped off stage, got into the crowd, got into people's faces.
Oh, look at this.
So, yeah, it was really fun.
Flex dropped, I asked you this, but how many people did you know there that knew you there?
I only saw, the people that were in the front, I only knew maybe like three people that were in the front.
That's it?
I only knew about three people. It was like maybe, I don't know, it was a good amount by the stage.
Because when the beat dropped, when I played the song, people were like, oh, they knew the song.
Like they already knew it.
Do all these people know Imani?
That's right.
Nope. So, some of them knew me, some of them didn't, and some of them followed me.
Is the song Flex available for download anywhere right now?
Not yet. Got to get it mastered first.
Got to get it
real
mastered.
Soon.
But that must have been a great performance.
I cleaned it, though.
Girl Power Pandemonium, you cleaned it up?
Yes, he cleaned it for me.
One curse word in there, really. There's two, but you can say ass on the radio, right?
I don't know. Can you say ass on the radio?
I've heard ass.
You can say ass on a podcast. I'll tell you that much. You can say anything you want on a podcast. I want to plug a couple things that I have coming up. Comic Palooza, I will be there with Reality of Wrestling. We have Booker T doing a signing, Queen Charmel, Stevie Ray, nice. Hurricane Helms, Carlito, and the Boogeyman. And I'll be at the George R. Brown Convention Center for Comic Palooza May 23rd through the 26th. Like I said before, the original cast of Power Rangers is going to be there. I need to meet the Pink Ranger.
Oh, Kimberly.
Kimberly.
She was my favorite.
She was so hot.
She was my favorite.
Oh,
definitely.
I love Kimberly. So make sure to go to realitywrestling.com for tickets there. And also, I had a nice appearance on The Groove with Bobby Fats and K-Dub on 90.1
nice.
FM, KPFT. Went over there to plug some Reality Wrestling. Talked about the Brad Gilmore Show. Made you sound good.
Yeah. Dig it.
And you can
dig
actually
it. Sucker.
You can actually check that out. The video is online
check
on YouTube.
Check that out. I heard that Houston accent.
Check that out. Check that out. Okay. And but also today's guest is the former three-time WCW champion, the founder and originator of DDP Yoga. You recently probably saw him at the WWE Hall of Fame inducting Jake the Snake Roberts. He's also working on a movie called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, and he's wanting to get an Oscar for it. His name is Diamond Dallas Page, and he is our guest today nice. On the show. So, Motai, with all that said...
Time out. We didn't talk about Vari's show. I mean, we had her on the show, and we talked about the pandemonium.
We had to recap.
We didn't even
recap
about her performance.
How was it?
It was awesome. I'm really proud of her performance. She's really grown a lot. I like how she really did tap into the blues.
She performed the band,
voice,
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
With Live Out Loud Band.
Oh, cool.
Her voice has developed a lot, and I was just really proud. I thought it was a really cool show.
I think the whole thing was a good turnout.
Yeah. Most definitely.
It was a good venue.
Mm-hmm.
Good yeah. weather.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
Only thing was, I didn't know it was sand there. So I had people come.
I knew there was sand there, yeah.
One of my coworkers came in heels.
Oh, God.
So, you know, that didn't go too well.
Probably sand and heels doesn't sound too
doesn't
fun.
Doesn't sound too fun. Yeah.
We'll discuss it in the break. DJ Motai, you ready for your Monday morning music mix?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it right now on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful morning down here in Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you were here. Yeah, this that old school crackles in the sample hip hop for you. Uh-huh. K-Dot.
And I'm high.
H-Town.
So high.
Yeah. Please hold your applause.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, it always seems I'm so alone. So I say what up? Wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say what up? Da 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 da.
I'm way too fucking broke just to spit it for the love of it. My stage name, the same name acknowledged by the government. What up with it? Ain't no mind to fiction, I'm a realist. If my dream become a nightmare, I won't hesitate to kill it. I'm shooting, got your cribs around, about to move it. Never play it safe, bitch, the facelift for Houston. Always representing, no, I never rest a minute. You a hustler or a customer, investing all your spending. I'm living, but I'm warm through the winter. And my mother said, yeah, take a champ to lose like a winner, okay. I wanna be a star up in a mansion, but I'd rather be your father planting seeds up on a campus. I ain't painting pictures, I'm just giving you the canvas. Why is it you look at me as if I have the answers, son? This the moment every single artist, fan, promoter's calling every day. Sammy hasn't called in years.
It always seems I'm so alone. So I say what up? Wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say what up? Da 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 da.
Trust me, Dad, I'm smart enough to know a dream is hard to clutch. But this is for my hey, likes and teachers that discarded us. What up, what up? Let me say I'm sorry to my folks. The only kid in English knows that was old enough to vote. But I passed a grad at the bottom of his class. Ain't a college in the state that's gonna bother with this ass. So I tried, and I'm like, fuck it, I'd just rather be a superstar. You gotta tear the earth apart just to learn who you are. And this is for my haters too. Nights without a crumb, a fool, my skinny ass, I made it through. Ha! I went from school with teachers, steady fucking me, to managers, promoters, plus A&R's fucking me. What kind of legend does a corny single jingle make? About to scorch the fucking earth just to catch a single sneak.
place, nigga. I've been praying for the day that I'll be famous, but honestly, a part of me hopes I never make it.
Where I go, it always seems I'm so alone. So I say, what up? Wherever the streets I roam, trying to find my way back home. So I say, what up? Da 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 da.
Okay, first things first, pussy motherfuckers better hold they purse. If you ain't on my team, please step to the side. I will not be present when they roll in your hearse. Shout one time for the real motherfuckers that'll speak they mind when they do see fit. Stand up, cast no seats in the villain. If you think you the villain, are you losing grip? Finger on the trigger when the Uzi hit. You gonna recover or will you be split? Down on both knees, sucking on dick. Can't really similar to a groupie bitch. I'm still in the game, been drilling my name. Fake goes both ways, treat women the same. And I don't give a shit if she gonna be giving me brain, cause it ain't gonna be different after we biggity bang. You feeling me, man? I'm telling you, I see that I need it, I mean it, I want it, I'm feeling me defeated. I'm hunting these fraudulent motherfuckers because they thinking they something. I need to be coming up in the ring to beat them and cuff them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Gotta make these people recognize who they dealing with. Mr. Winnie Jones finna walk up at the dealership in the rain to get a goddamn thing you could tell.
Always got your hand out and you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd still pop on. Cause we all know you fraudulent. The type to smile and give me down. When I turn around, you step my.
I do what I say what I do. That's how I sleep, no it ain't about you. Just cause I know him don't make him my crew. Just cause I'm with her don't make him my boo. Authenticity ain't that prevalent. Got a real friend, be thankful, treasure it. Can't overstate that you can't embellish it. Crosbyville isn't overpopulated settlement. Tell them people there, I don't wanna visit them. Tell Barack, push the button, get rid of them. I'm just playing, but I'm talking about principle. Tolerance is minimal, generally in general. Okay, been a fool, give them something to listen to. They don't wanna hear no running from your fear, grow. Face it and embrace it and eventually replace it with courage and assurance, not a fraudulent occurrence. Haters are deterrent, a disturbance to the money, man. If you fail to understand, you gon' need another plan. If somehow you overstand, you gon' do the running, man. Standing on a 100 grand with a summer tan. In the dead of winter, cause you posted up in a tropical spot like a big, big winner. Indigenous brawl, about to run up in a. Or you can just stay fraudulent.
Always got your hand out, then you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd slow my phone. Cause we all know you fraudulent. The type to smile and give me down. When I turn around, you stab my back. Nah, homeboy, I ain't messing with that. Cause you pull up in that old school. Well, tell these motherfuckers that I know I look young. But mama did not raise no fool. Stupid ass thinking that you so cool. Put your hand down, I don't know you. Got no buzz, kinda like an old dude. But honestly, what the fuck are you gon' do? Cause whenever I'm coming, you want me rubbing it on rude. Ooh, that's nasty, sir. Chainsaw spit like massacre. I gotta look through the lens and focus the aperture. Cause every woman I meet want me to go after her. It's like, goddamn, dog, I don't got the patience. And Corellin with the pen, I'm feeling raven. S on the desk with the S on my chest. But the moral of the story is that can't nobody save them. Slab ride in my dreams if I could. But for now, I whip a two-door Civic with the coupe, bro. Reppin' my city whenever I get a milli. I reinvested in every one of you that'll feel me. I'm telling you that it's Whitney. Houston till I'm gone. Chiefin' on that cheaper, taking two shots of Patron. Better holla at your guala. By the time we meet tomorrow, you could be another motherfucker moving with the song. Always got your hand out, then you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd slow my phone. Cause we all know you
fraudulent.
The type to smile and give me down. When I turn around, you stab my back. Nah, homeboy, I ain't messing with that. Cause you fraudulent.
Zoom when you came my way. Summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game, cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you were the dinner before you turned off lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made them kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made the moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, go hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Got it, baby, just like the comic code. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your close from demons? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explains why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.
All right, here we are back on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. About to get into some news.
Yeah.
Monty, I know this is typically your job, but I have some stuff I just got to talk about. So if you don't mind, can I give the news today?
Yes, you can.
All right, thank you so much. All right, we're going to start off with something that has every man in this entire world sad because he can no longer double tap that ass. And that ass I'm referring to is Miss Rihanna, Bad Girl Riri on Instagram. Her account, boom, deleted by Instagram after posting some lewd, crude, and nude pictures on Instagram. They sent her a message saying, hey, you need to chill out with all that stuff, right? She took the post down, and then she posted a picture from the Met Gala this past weekend.
Right.
And her dress slightly exposed her butt crack, right? So Instagram was like, you know what? That's enough. Your account deleted.
Deleted.
It was just a butt crack.
It was just a butt crack.
But why would she do that?
I don't know.
If they already told her, did they think she was
dead? Maybe she thought it wasn't that bad.
She probably was like, I don't give a fuck.
It's just a crack.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, like, the butt crack thing. I don't know if you should get kicked off of Instagram for showing your butt crack, just the top of the crack.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. I've never seen just the top of the crack look appealing to anybody, so I don't know how many likes she got on that. But to me, like, the nude pictures, I understand.
Yeah.
You probably have a lot of followers, maybe some that are kids.
Right.
You don't want to have nude images, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, Rihanna was probably big business for Instagram. A lot of people probably got on Instagram just to tap on Rihanna, if you know what I'm saying.
True.
So I don't know. What do you think, Monty? Do you think she should have been kicked off?
No, not for a butt crack, but I do think that it was dumb for her to do that. Because, first of all, why would you post a picture of your butt crack, for one? Two, right after they told you, we don't want any of these explicit, you know, photos on here, why would you do that? You know what I mean? It's maybe she just doesn't care.
This picture of her butt crack.
Yeah.
What was she doing?
I think she was just posing in a dress. She had a dress on that she wore to the Met Gala. And I think a bunch of people there, Kim Kardashian was there, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye West. And I think it was just a picture to where she, like, just the top of her butt crack was exposed.
But I'm saying it was like a picture of her.
It was a picture of her with her butt crack exposed.
How close was this picture that they can see it?
I didn't see the actual picture that she posted.
Right.
But I just heard
Googling
through.
I'm Googling it.
Monty's Googling it as we speak. But I don't know. I just think that if Instagram sends you that message like, hey, girl, chill out for a second. Wait a couple weeks before you post any butt crack pictures, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'm not going to post my butt crack ever. So that's not something I'm really typically worried about. But I know women, you know, pointing fingers over here, a lot of the times they kind of like to...
Show a little crack.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if we necessarily like to. Yeah. I think that our clothing, the way it fits, it just kind of comes with that territory. Like, you know, I may have on some jeans and they just fit real snug. So when I sit down, they kind of like, you know.
Crack it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like to be honest.
Like cracking the door.
Like to be honest, like, you know, when a girl, if her area of the butt crack, the top of the butt crack would be shown, I would expect to see a thong or a G-string.
Yeah.
Maybe not a crack.
Maybe not a crack. Is the crack?
But sometimes the clothing pulls down the thong or the G-string with it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know,
I'm just saying, I wear shorts.
You know, we wear boxers. We wouldn't know.
And tidy whities.
Excuse me. I don't wear tidy whities. Do you wear tidy whities, Mo?
I thought they were called whitey tighties.
No, tidy whities for sure.
Tidy whities?
Yes.
Do you wear those?
I wear briefs, like boxer briefs. They're not white. They're black.
Boxer briefs are fine. See, I wear boxer briefs, too. Here's the thing. I'm a fan of the boxer brief because it holds everything in place.
And it doesn't ride up when you,
and it doesn't
when
ride
you pull
up.
Your pants up.
Now, here with the regular boxer shorts, man, you know, my man sack is just swinging all over
oh
the place.
My
you got to adjust every time.
You got to adjust. You got to pick which side you
Sometimes
want it on.
When you lay down.
When you lay down.
When you reach over, it goes to the other side.
Oh, the scariest thing I've ever had in any part of my life is I was laying on the couch. I had basketball shorts and regular boxer shorts on, right? And then I'm laying down, kind of chilling. And no. Every now and then, and Monty, I don't know if you know this about a man, but sometimes every now and then he just likes to go and kind of, you know, just grab his manhood and just make sure everything's in order, you know, just to hold it for a second when he's just chilling, right?
Right.
So I go down just to hold my, you know, my man stuff, you know what I mean? You know, my egg roll and dumplings, to speak Motai language, and I don't feel one of my testicles. I'm not going to lie.
What the hell?
Hold on.
How does boxers do this?
Yeah, wait.
I'm going to tell you. So I'm like, whoa, I'm freaking out. You know that feeling you get? It just rushed through my whole body of, holy crap.
Where's my left nut?
So it was the left one. It's always the left nut. Anytime you get kicked, it's always the left nut. Someone gets their left nut amputated out.
Oh.
Something always is happening
with
the left nut. But anyway, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I feel the right one. I feel no left nut. I'm freaking out. And then finally, I stand up and I like jump around like this to try to be like, maybe I just got lost in the shuffle somewhere.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Then found out they were both there still. What happened was, since there was so much freedom with the boxer shorts and the basketball shorts, one nut decided to seep between my legs, so it was just kind of stuck between the thighs on the bottom part, right? So I didn't know.
How did you not feel that,
it was
dude?
There. It didn't hurt. I just didn't know. I thought I lost a nut. But that's why I like boxer briefs, long story short.
Yeah, thanks for painting that picture, Brad. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, that's what I do on Monday mornings.
All right, with your numballs.
Well,
Uniball.
Numbnuts.
Speaking of making sure you utilize your manhood, I read something interesting on Twitter. It was a fact that was put out by WTF Facts, right? And I love these things, right? Mm-hmm. And they put it out. It said, gay marriage is legal now in the United States in six states. Six states have legalized gay marriage. Here's the weird thing. This That's is the odd up. Thing. You know, shout out to those six states. I know Texas isn't one of them.
I know we'll probably be the last one. Very last.
Very last one. But here's the weird thing. The thing that is legal in 23 of the 50 states in this great nation, you are allowed to have sex with a horse. Having sex with a horse is legal in 23 states in the United
States.
That
is disgusting.
That is
insane.
Who comes up with these ideas?
Outlandish.
That's just weird. What?
Who comes up, you know, with these, I guess,
laws
or who approves this shit? No, who even brings up the idea of like, let's write a petition to
fucking... Who wants to have sex with a horse?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, isn't that considered, I thought bestiality, which is what that's considered, is illegal, right?
Disgusting.
But apparently in 23 states, if it's a horse, you're good. I did hear one time...
Oh,
like,
but if it's a...
If it's a
cow.
If it's a cow, come on now. That's like rape.
What?
Huh?
No. Hey, no.
I don't get the difference.
Well, to me, I think bestiality is weird, and I think it's illegal for two reasons. One, it's another animal that isn't your species.
Type. Exactly.
Right? And then the other one is you can't prove that it's consensual in any kind of way. You know, the horse can't say, yeah, I wanted to have sex with that man or with that woman. Either way. I don't know. I just assume this is a man wanting to bang a horse.
I mean, I've heard both ways.
You've heard both ways?
Yeah.
You've heard the horse likes it both ways?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, maybe it's a female horse. I don't know.
But
ew.
But to me, hey.
The female horse probably wouldn't even feel it from a human being.
Yeah, I mean,
compared to a horse,
I've seen horse cock before.
Yeah, that shit is huge.
Like table, dude.
It's like they're long as this coffee table. It's like
it's huge.
Female horses are gonna be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, just looking back, like,
are you trying to do something?
Are you
massaging my tail or something? I don't understand. But anyway, I think if having sex with a horse is legal in 23 states, some kind of weird way, I think gay marriage should be at least be legal in those same 23 states.
Yeah,
exactly.
Come on now. But with our last part of the news today, there's something bad going on, guys. Something really worse than horse. Horse mating.
Okay.
Or horse mating. Boning.
I definitely got to hear this.
Bestiality.
Worse than bestiality. Worse than Instagram shutting Rihanna's account down. People out here in Texas, in East Texas, in the Beaumont region, are trying to shut down podcasting, which is what we give to y'all every Monday morning via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and braggingmore.podbean.com.
Did they say why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, okay. So this is what these people are. They're called patent trolls. So what they do is they're a bunch of lawyers who go out and they buy pre-existing patents. You know, like, you know, say whatever. They want to buy patent from somebody.
Right.
And then they go around and they sue people who are using that patent, right? Who are using that device or whatever.
Okay.
They go around, sue them and make money. And you know, they just do this.
Is that possible if that person was already using it and then... You know, someone else comes up and tries
because
to
I guess the person who owned the patent previously wasn't doing anything about it. So these guys go in, they buy these pre-existing patents, and then decide to sue everybody who's using it.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So anyway, so these guys have bought some kind of patent that they think that they now own podcasting, which you know is really just a long form conversation in digital media. You know,
right?
But they have some kind of specific thing that they have in their patent, which leads them to believe that they can sue every podcast in this great nation and collect money from it. They're starting at the top with the most downloaded podcast in history, with the Adam Carolla Show. They're actually currently suing Adam Carolla. They sent him a letter. They said, hey, you're violating our patent. Either pay us $3 million or, you know, we're gonna take you to court. Adam Carolla said, all right, let's go to court. Because
$3 million.
So whoa. I think what they're doing is they go literally to iTunes, look up who's in the top podcast, and they're just going to go one by one and sue them all. So they're starting with Adam Carolla. So what he's doing right now is he's trying to stop it, but he didn't have, you know, the money all by himself to fight this court case.
Right.
So what he's done is he started a fund anything, like a crowdfunding thing, on fundanything.com/patent troll. And he's trying to, it's the Podcast Legal Defense Fund. People are donating money, and he gives, like, I think, T-shirts and other stuff, you know, gifts, you know, prizes for your donation. But trying to stop, he needs to raise $1.5 million. He goes to court in September. I think he's already raised like $300,000 or $400,000, something like that.
How long has this been going on with the patent trolls?
The patent trolls, I mean, I don't know how long they've been around. I'm sure
they need
around
to
for...
freaking fall off the face of Earth. Unless it's like, you know, something dealing with people's lives or, you know what I mean? Like something more serious. Like, why are you suing people for podcasts?
Now, what you said, Brad, you said they're called patent trolls. What patents, like, what would we be doing that's that violates their patent?
I think what their patent is, from what I can understand, is something to do with the sequencer used to upload the podcasts, right? So say, like, you know, I record a podcast on, we're recording on Thursday, and we want to upload it and set it to a Monday, right? And it's something to do with the actual form of media that's being sequenced and the sequencer itself, right?
Yeah. So what we're using to upload.
So what we're using to upload and the form of media that we're using in podcasting. So something to do with that is what they're suing Adam Carolla.
So why don't they sue the people who made podcasts, not the people who are the podcast? You know what I mean? I'm just saying hypothetically.
If iTunes podcasts, shouldn't they have something that iTunes?
Yeah. I mean, but iTunes isn't the only people who do podcasts anymore. I believe iTunes invented the podcast, I think, as far as I know. But you know, Stitcher Radio, which we stream on, Podbean, iTunes, you know, Last.fm. There's so many channels who do podcasting.
Right.
So these guys are literally, if they beat Adam Carolla, then that means they're going to go through every single person. So please, if you enjoy this free media called podcasting, if you listen to
Donate.
Go to fundanything.com/patent troll. That's PATENTTROLL. And donate any kind of amount of money. We got to get Adam Carolla to $1.5 million so he can beat these people. Now, they also, they're here in Texas, which makes it worse. They're in Beaumont, the Beaumont area.
I've been to Beaumont. I know what Beaumont is.
And they wanted to have the hearing for Adam Carolla here in Texas. Now, I think it's like some small town, like right outside of Beaumont. So this is like,
Vider?
I don't know. But this is like big business for these guys. You know, they own the judges pretty much. You know, when they have these guys come in to fight court, you know, they got to stay in a hotel. Mm-hmm. They got to go eat. You know, they got to get gas. They got to do this and that. So it's big business for this little town for these patent trolls to be stationed out of. So they wanted Adam Carolla to fight the court in Texas, right, the case in Texas. Mm-hmm. He's like, but my business isn't in Texas. It's in Los Angeles.
Right.
So he's already had to spend $50,000 just to attempt to get the hearing moved to Los Angeles instead of Texas. So it's a really expensive litigation to do this. And, I mean, I'm just hoping that he can beat them.
Yeah,
because if he doesn't, man, it could be the end of all podcasting as we know it.
Yeah. That's horrible.
That's not cool.
Put that guy through that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Did they come up with this name for themselves?
No, I think this isn't what, you know, I don't think they're not Pat. They don't call themselves patent trolls. I don't think garbage men call themselves garbage men. They call themselves sanitation engineers. So I'm sure these guys have some
sanitation engineers.
I'm sure these guys have some kind of official name. Yeah, no one says I'm a garbage man. I'm a sanitation engineer. Thank you very much.
You mean a garbage man?
And then no one will know what they're talking about when they say that.
They'd be like,
"Oh, really?
So what do you engineer?
So what do you engineer? I engineer
the movement of going to pick up the trash
disposable can. items that are thrown away in some sort of can like thing, and I engineer them into the back of a truck and take them to a dump. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to all the garbage men out there / sanitation engineers. But as long as you're not a patent troll, I have love for your business. So go up. Make sure y'all go to fundanything.com/patent troll. Donate today. So that has been the news.
Yes.
With Brad Gilmore.
I'm proud, Brad Gilmore. Da, 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 da.
And we'll be right back with Diamond Dallas Page after this quick commercial break.
Hey guys, DJ Motai here, the pan-fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. I gotta tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything, but they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But, you know what? We're gonna try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah!
Hey guys, I don't know about y'all, but when I was growing up, I always loved to read comic books. I used to read Archie comics, I used to read Superman, Batman, all kinds of stuff. And right now, I want to let y'all know that the Reality of Wrestling will be at Comicpalooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center, May 23rd through the 26th. So come by and see your favorite stars of the row and much, much more. So go to realityofwrestling.com and get your tickets today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Back with an amazing special guest. You've heard him on the show before. He is the three-time WCW champion and the founder and creator of the most innovative workout of all time, DDP Yoga. His name is Diamond Dallas Page. How you doing today, Dallas?
Unstoppable, Brad. You know, that's my line. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. I like it. That sums it all up right there. One word. Unstoppable. Diamond Dallas Page, back on the show. You know, Dallas, last time we talked, you were getting ready to go out to the United Kingdom to do a tour and I think some DDP yoga workshops, correct?
Yep. It was really successful. I had a great time. It's funny because I've never done a spoken word tour, and it was really fun. I called it an inspirational conversation with DDP. And I had some really funny stories that went through it. Kept, you know, circling back to inspiring people through, you know, stories of my life. And, when I really pieced them all together, because the first night I had an idea what I was going to say, but they sort of set it up like a Q&A as well. So, you know, at any point in time, I could just go to the question. But I opened up, I did 45 minutes, and, like, the guy was like, that was weird. Like, man, you started and you shot it out there, which opened up a lot, you know, more interesting questions, too, as the night progressed. But it was really it was a fun time, and we had two really successful DDP workshops. I just got back. I was in Vancouver, Canada, just last week, and we had another really great, successful workshop up there as well. And we're at DDP Yoga. It's branching out. It's been a lot of fun and very rewarding, because I'm always running into people, you know, who might have lost like 60 pounds, you know, or 100 and some pounds. Even though it's not a weight loss workout, awesome side effect, you know, that people are getting to own their lives again and getting control back of their lives. A lot of people like beat up, broken down warriors that, you know, now are back in the game and feeling great. So it's very rewarding.
And, you know, the more, like, you know people and hear people telling their stories about DDP yoga and what all it's done for them. Like, I heard you talk about Edge told you he wished that you forced him to do it years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I begged Edge to do it, you know, 10 years ago, you know, back when we were 12 years ago. And he was just a kid, you know, and he was just starting, his career was just really starting to take off for him. And I was like, bro, you need to do this workout. It'll give you so much more longevity, and, you know, you won't be in as much pain. And, you know, long story short, he wouldn't listen to me, and he finally, you know, started doing the program after he had his second neck operation, and 5 weeks in, he felt the best he felt since he was 18. So, he started wrestling when he was 17. So he's got a lot of wear and tear on that body, you know.
Do you think that sometimes people just think that it's like another one of those million exercise DVDs that are out and it's not really going to make a difference to them? Because, you know, like so many like pieces of equipment are bought off like home shopping networks and different workouts. Do you think people write it off sometimes and don't really just give it a chance?
Well, I think a lot of people may stick to it to a certain degree. You know, like first of all, they hear yoga and that puts a block up. That's why, you know, I changed the name to DDP Yoga and, you know, taglined it with "It Ain't Your Mama's Yoga," but I can literally show the difference that, you laugh at that, like, well, DDP, what is DDP Yoga? And also when it comes to "It Ain't Your Mama's Yoga," it's again to make them laugh and like open up a door. But I think that once people actually try it or see it, you know, then it changes. I've never had anyone get done with one of my workouts and go, wow, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be. And they're always like, wow, I didn't expect that at all. So, you know, and they hear me talk about it. I'm very passionate about it because I walk the talk, you know. I live it. So that makes it, I think, more accessible. And it's just in time. You know, we've sold over 100,000 units.
Jeez.
You know, that means it works. We're talking about on the internet. You know, I'm very thankful for Twitter. Anybody wants to follow us at RealDDP or at DDP Yoga or Facebook. You know, the Facebook page we have is just DDP Yoga, one word, DDP Yoga. You know, you don't have to listen to a word I say. Just go and read what people write. Like on Twitter, people are writing stuff all day. You know, they're coming on, just got done doing my workout, blah, blah, blah. Just did strength builder in the red hot core. Feel awesome. You know, just lost 60 pounds. Look at my before and after pictures or before and during pictures. So it's a constant stream on the internet. And I'm always doing one interview after another, which again goes on the internet. And, you know, all the YouTube videos we put up, you know, that disabled veteran video. And then I, where I helped the disabled veteran not only lose 140 pounds in 10 months, more importantly, he lost the knee braces, the back braces, the wraparound canes, not just walk, but run. That video is approaching, and I mean like 1,000 hits away from 10,600,000 hits.
Jeez. And I mean, that just speaks to it that, you know, it's not just, like you said, you moved 100,000 units. The video is almost at 11 million, you know, coming up on that. Like, that just shows you that it's not just some kind of thing that's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. And, you know, you're a walking, talking, living example of, you know, it saved your career. And, you know, even Edge saying he should have done it. He probably may have even been in the business longer and not had been forced to retire when he did. And then I saw you take that to one of my favorite television shows on the on any network right now, on Shark Tank. I thought DDP Yoga was a surefire. Everyone was going to want it. And then,
well,
you know,
what is,
go ahead.
Well, one of the things with Shark Tank, first of all, I didn't go there looking for any money. I went looking for PR, and that was it. I didn't really want to bring the sharks into my world for any kind of money, because if they got money invested, like 200 grand, so they're going to want to be, you know, have their nose into my business A to Z. And what I wanted to do originally was to, hold on one second.
No problem.
Okay. What I wanted to do was charge $1 and let the sharks, you know, fight over it. And they couldn't do that because they said that, the whole story of, the show is people want to raise money. So that's why they wouldn't let me do it. The main reason. I'm just trying to tell everybody. I could mute when I hit that because everybody starts laughing and doing stuff in the background of my house here. what I loved about the show was the way they edited everything. And the sharks had been burnt on a couple of fitness gigs. I think that Damon Mark Cuban, that they had already invested in Billy Blanks' son. It didn't pan out well for them, and Marvin did the Naked Cowboy or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
So to me, them not taking the deal, and I could go at the end and I hit my forehead and go, "You guys are going to feel so stupid going, why didn't I do this?" That's going to be the tag that will come back and forth to them, because we are going to be the first $100 million company that Shark Tank has ever had. And we just broke $10 million in less than 3 years. So it's going to be, what happens with Shark Tank is they bring you back whether you got a deal or not, as long as you're successful. Well, we're blowing up huge, and Shark Tank had a lot to do with that to push it over the edge. So they love taking credit for that, and that's cool because I want to because they deserve it.
I mean, yeah,
I love that show.
It's like a primetime network special for like 8-10 minutes for DDP Yoga. I'm sure that did great for your sales on the internet that night.
All I'll tell you is we broke 7 figures in a month. So you do the math.
I got my calculations going right now. But after Shark Tank, you had a great happy belated birthday, by the way. I forgot to tell you.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday. You celebrated at the Hall of Fame, getting to induct Jake the Snake Roberts in. Same night Scott Hall went in as Razor Ramon. I'm sure that was an awesome night for you to spend it on your birthday. And Jake had an amazing speech. Was it emotional for you to go up there and induct one of your best friends, the guy who trained you pretty much to be a wrestler and did so much for you in your early career, to induct him into the Hall of Fame after you've turned his life around or assisted with that?
Well, you know, the coolest part of the whole thing is when you have a vision and you write the vision down, I always tell people, just don't think it, think it. And, you know, when Jake and I first got back together, after quite a long time not being around each other, and we went down and we started filming the movie. The movie is the resurrection of Jake the Snake. And Jake is one of the most endearing, loving characters ever out there. And people just identify with his struggles on so many different levels. We started filming that movie 18 months ago. And the goal of myself and my business partner, Steve Yu, because Jake didn't believe it was possible, but our goal was to have me standing on that stage on that very night inducting him. And it came true. Now, at some point, Jake had to believe it was going to come true for it to actually come true. And, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, you know.
Yeah.
With Jake bringing him back into this fold, you know, it took a village, you know, to pull it all together.
And then there you are. You induct him in on your birthday. So many like significant, you know, moments in that night. Also, you know, with Scott Hall going in, like I said, and even Ultimate Warrior when he gave his Hall of Fame speech, plug DDP Yoga, which I'm sure you got a kick out of that night.
I blew up huge. First of all, I was sitting next to my ex-wife Kimberly and my girlfriend Brenda, and they're very good friends. And we were sitting there. And he said, DDP Yoga. And we all looked at each other and go, he didn't say DDP Yoga. It was so funny. It was sort of like a Saturday Night Live spot.
Yeah.
Expecting one, he gave you another. But he said it like three more times. And the one thing will always go down with me and like bummed, you know, that I never got to thank him for that. I actually was going to call him on Tuesday, you know, when he passed that day. And, you know, and thank him for putting that out there, you know. And because he didn't need to do that. You know, yeah. The other really cool spot was he had talked to Jake and to Scott. He was asking questions about it. Because he, you know, when I saw him a year ago at WrestleCon. Yeah, yeah. WrestleCon. You know, he really put over the fact what, you know, what I was doing with those guys. And, you know, Warriors, he was a good guy. He was very, you know, He had his own way of doing things, and you know I never had any heat with him. I, you know, when he came in WCW, I mean he asked to meet me and Goldberg. You know,
oh, wow.
I was going to go down to dinner, you know, just to say hello to him anyway because I never met him. And the only time I was around him was when I did, you know, I rode the Cadillac to you know, it was when I was Tommy Dallas' chauffeur for Honky Tonk and Greg Valentine and Jimmy Hart Rhythm and Blues. And I didn't get to meet him that night. You know, I met Hogan. I met a lot of guys. And, I never got to meet him. And now he was coming in to work with, you know, WCW. And I was going to go down and see him. But he'd already asked the, you know, the agent if we would come down and you know, and say hello. So we went down there. And he was so cool. He was like, you know, I've been watching you two guys, me and Goldberg. And he was like, you know, you guys are having so much fun. He's like, man, he goes, I just wanted to be a part of it again. And that was very cool. You know, to have probably, you know, top biggest names of all time in our business say that he's watching our stuff. And that inspired him to want to come back. That was a very cool moment for me. You know, so when I saw him last year at WrestleCon, and he, you know, he put the whole, you know, Jake and Scott thing over, and, you know, it was so great to see all those guys, you know, mend their fences. Because, you know, it's pretty interesting that there was two times that, you know, Warrior was supposed to work with Jake and it didn't happen. And he was supposed to work with Scott, who was supposed to be him and, I believe it was supposed to be him and Flair against Macho and Warrior. I can't remember what somebody did. I can't remember what the angle of Scott did, but both those guys didn't get a chance to work with him. So for everybody to just be, you know, all Because that whole Hall of Fame thing is such a great thing, and you know, it brings the fans together with their heroes, and it's just a really awesome thing that WWE puts together, and I'm really glad that when it's all said and done, that at least Warrior, they got to mend their wounds, between the WWE and. Now he'll just be an icon. He'll be immortal forever. As he should be for what he did in the day.
No, definitely. And like that night was so cool. I mean, everyone had a great speech. Jake had an awesome, heartfelt speech. It kind of, it hit home a little bit. You felt it after he got off stage. And I think Scott Hall had one of the greatest speeches of all time because it was short and it was right to the point. And he ended it with that bad guys do line, and the whole place blew up. And then the next night, of course, was WrestleMania. I want to ask you this real quick. How did you feel in that building when you were you at Mania?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Great. So how did it feel? One, seeing the 30 years of WrestleMania, but two, being in that building when the Undertaker's undefeated streak finally ended. What was that like?
It was time, and that was the guy to do it. The guy who's the shoot badass. The guy who could pretty much whoop everybody's ass if it came down to a shoot fight, And I think that's the only way Warrior was going to go out like that. Undertaker was going to go out like that. And I thought it was a great, great move by him. I'll tell you that the match that was the most, what was amazing to me was the first one, which was, Triple H and Daniel. I love that kid. And, his energy just radiated through that 70,000 people like I've never seen. That whole yes thing, it's so infectious, and the kid's so infectious, and the fans felt like they brought him to the dance and got him to the spot. And they did to a certain degree, without question. I don't know if you have to see the WWE story they did on him.
Yeah, that network special.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was really
on anybody from ESPN, Sports Heroes, I don't know what it was, They did an amazing job with that, and I was really touched by just the kid in general, because I know him, not well, but I know him well enough to know he's a real man of character. So I was totally touched by just his whole deal there. It was awesome.
Awesome night at WrestleMania. I know you got to do some DDP workshops, DDP yoga workshops out there. I do have one final thing to ask you. I heard you, and I know a few people who are. How does one get DDP yoga certified? How does one get certified in DDP yoga?
We got so many people doing that too, which is really cool. We're over a couple hundred people right now that are in the process. Just go to DDPYogaCertification.com. My business partner, the yoga doc, Dr. Craig Aaron, he's one of the takes everybody to the program. And we do it all online. We have people certified right now from London, from Manchester, England, London, England. We've got our first guy just got certified in Vancouver, Canada. I've got a few guys from Ireland right now. A guy from India, which is so funny, the land of yoga, is getting certified DDP yoga. Well, there's my goal. Change the world of 1 billion people in India. Get all of India doing DDP yoga instead of yoga.
That'd be awesome.
Of course, that'll never happen.
Hey, never say never, right?
Right. That's true, though.
Well, hey, DDP, I appreciate you calling back in again, man. Always great to talk to you. The website is ddpyoga.com. He's on Twitter at RealDDP and DDP Yoga. Make sure you go start. Just go start today. Once you hear this, go on, buy the Max Pack, do Red Hot Core, that's my favorite one, and just get your exercise in. Make yourself live longer by doing DDP Yoga. DDP stands by it. Brad Gilmore stands by it. And that should be enough for everybody, right, Dallas?
Absolutely, my brother. Have a great day. And as usual, it's been your pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dallas. Nice to talk to you. Take care.
Thanks, bud.
So that was our interview with Diamond Dallas Page. Always a great guest. DDP Yoga. I'm about to go do some right now. I got to do my red hot core, you know, my 12 positions, whatever. I got to do the diamond cutter thing where I, you know, start sweating from my brow when I'm just sitting in the chair. You know what I'm talking about, Motai?
I know exactly what you're talking about, Brad Gilmore.
That's what I'm saying, man. But Diamond Dallas Page, always a great guest to have on the show, man. We got so much stuff coming up for y'all here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Make sure y'all tune in every single week, Monday mornings. We say Monday morning, but it's all week. You can listen to it whenever because that's why it's on demand, right, Motai?
Exactly. It's on demand.
It's on demand for y'all. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, BradGilmore.podbean.com. But Motai,
so
you know, we've been on this radio show now. I mean, it was 8 in the morning, and now it's like 9 in the morning. I think we should go have some breakfast.
You want to have some breakfast?
I want to have some breakfast.
I want some chicken and waffles.
Monty, you want some breakfast?
I really want some breakfast.
I'm so hungry for breakfast.
You know what? We should have someone bring us,
breakfast.
Yeah.
The guests should bring breakfast.
The guests should bring breakfast.
The guests should bring breakfast.
It would only be the right thing to do.
Hey, and I want to remind everybody, I still want to get Whoopi Goldberg on this podcast.
Yeah.
Bertha?
We got to get
Yeah. So hashtag we want Whoopi in all your tweets so we can get Whoopi Goldberg on the Brad Gilmore show. That's our goal for the end of 2014 is to have Whoopi Goldberg on the show. We have so many questions
That'd be
to
great.
Ask her.
Hashtag, is her name Bertha?
Hashtag we want Whoopi on the Brad Gilmore show on demand. And we're going to get that for y'all, all right? But so until next week, you can follow me at Brad Gilmore on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. He is the Pan Fried DJ, DJ Motai, at DJ Motai on Twitter and Instagram. That's Motai. And Miss Ashley Imani on Twitter, _ Ashley Imani, and Ashley Imani on Instagram, correct?
Yes.
All right, until next week, y'all. Y'all stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Brad Gilmore Show.
Oi.
Feels like something's stabbing me in the chest.
As soon as I walked up into this place, yeah, I could smell gasoline in the air. The floor was made of lavender flavored alligators, and then nothing was there. As soon as I walked up into this place, yeah, I could smell gasoline in the air. The floor is made of lavender flavored alligators, and then I think as I am always worried about my money. It's always in my head. How many people do you know just like me and just like you? Always fussing and fighting and feigning, always watching TV, cause watching is easy. Always in a hurry, gotta hurry. Cause watching is easy. Always in a hurry. Gotta hurry. Catch up to everyone who is just like me. And just like me. Cause I know he's got a soul. You can see it in his eyes. Oh yeah. You can see
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.